Even when you can't be there, they are Chicago Tribune Sports Plus with more coverage than more journalists from than anywhere else in the city. Join now, chicagotribune.com/sportsplus.
Brett Baer standing by right now with many thoughts. Brett, nothing going on today. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Gosh, what a day.
Nah. Boring.
Okay, so let's start with what's happening on the Democratic side. Bernie Sanders meets with the president, tells the president, I'll do anything I can to help not Donald Trump get elected, because he is a Michigas. And I wonder if that means he's really going to do anything, or is he going to, is he going to work for Hillary? What do we take from that?
Well, I think it's all coming full circle here, and it's the Bernie Sanders train is kind of coming to an end. And I think this meeting today was the beginning of that. I think tonight you're going to have Elizabeth Warren endorse Hillary Clinton. I think what you saw once that meeting with Sanders at the White House was over, the president putting out this video endorsing Hillary Clinton, which, just a full stop aside, is pretty interesting in that the press secretary was asked today how that's not a conflict of interest when his FBI and DOJ is still not finished with a federal investigation into Hillary Clinton. They had a tough time with that question today, but anyway, I think the Bernie Sanders, it's all going to come crashing down here pretty soon.
So, you know, Trump says so many outrageous things. We've been talking on this show how it seems as if Hillary Clinton maybe hasn't been featured in many, has faced as much vetting recently because of Trump's incendiary comments and his outrageous comments just sort of dominate out there. But I saw your interview with Hillary Clinton, and you got very specific about the email scandal. Were you satisfied with the answers you got?
You know, you're never completely satisfied. They only had 6 minutes, and it was a satellite interview and not face-to-face. And, you know, it was kind of one of these round-robin things where she did interviews with Lester Holt with NBC and Scott Pelley with CBS and me and I think Anderson Cooper. So I wish there was more time. I do think that she's been saying the same things to some different questions about the emails. And I do think it's still a problem. I don't think that she can know that there won't be an indictment. She says that she's 100% sure that there won't be. If anybody has told her that from the DOJ or FBI, that would be not up and up.
It's interesting because you did ask her. We've got this thing here, but I'd rather you explain it. You asked if the AG has spoken to her.
IG. Mm-hmm.
IG has spoken to her, and she kind of stumbles around that answer. What do you think is really going on there?
Well, she did not speak to the State Department Inspector General, and that report that came out that was pretty tough on her said that, you know, nobody knew in the State Department who needed to know that she had a private email server. It was pretty scathing if you read all the report. She did not talk to that person, the investigator. Her people did not talk to the State Department IG. And it kind of flies in the face of, I'll speak to anybody anytime about this issue because it's not a problem. Now we're waiting to hear when the FBI is going to question her, and she will be questioned by the FBI in the broader case. But now the person at the top of the chain in the executive branch has signaled that he wants her to be his successor.
Here she is talking about the non-disclosure statement. Listen to this. You already heard it. She said it to you. But I'm saying
everybody else should be listening to this.
You did sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, in 2009 that said markings don't matter, whether it's marked or unmarked. You remember signing that?
No, I do not. But the fact is, nothing that I sent or received was marked classified, and nothing has been demonstrated to contradict that. So it is the fact. It was the fact when I first said it. It is the fact that I'm saying it now.
This is very interesting because she's now going to be on the run. I think it starts now. She's going to be on the defensive. There's that America Now PAC put out a very powerful commercial today that compares her to Bill when he was lying to the public about Monica Lewinsky, and then they've got her almost in the exact same pose saying the exact same words about her email server. We'll play
people
that in
say
top
it's
five.
Very powerful, and they're like using their own words, their own quotes against them, pretty much.
And now becomes a very interesting problem. Because Republicans, the Republican PACs, they're going to use all of this, and I think it's very powerful stuff, and I think that it's going to be impactful on voters about whether or not you can really trust Hillary. But then you look across, and I think a lot of Republicans look across and see Donald Trump, and they're wondering, do we really want to do this?
I think you're right. I mean, I think that is where the race is, you know, that we've talked about here many times about their unfavorable numbers being sky high, both candidates. Actually, Trump's are higher than Hillary's. But honest and trustworthy, Hillary is in the tank. And we have new polls coming out at 6 o'clock on the national race, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock your time. You can record it and still listen to
That's
your show.
That's exactly what we
We should put that out there. But anyway, these new polls will be interesting because it's after the judge comments that Trump made. It's after the fallout, and it's after some of this sense that Hillary was clinching, and we'll see where the national numbers stand now.
Ooh, man. Well, it's going to be something because
it's going to be something.
We've all said it. This is a year unlike any other, and there is no quit in this year either. Right?
I will tell you this, that the convention has just taken another turn, and that all of these stories about Republicans saying we're going to change the rules, everybody said that's fantasy, it's never going to happen. I'm starting to hear that it's no longer fantasy, and this could be the most interesting Cleveland convention you've ever seen.
Well, you have it in the home state of John Kasich. John Kasich sat down with Bill Hemmer, your colleague today, or yesterday, and he basically is saying, listen, I'm not going yet. I am not. It's unclear. It's unclear if I am going to endorse Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and this is a serious guy. And Ohio obviously is a very, very important state. And for Donald Trump to win the presidency, I think he's got to win Ohio.
Yeah, he's got to win Ohio. He's got to win Wisconsin. It's interesting that the president announced that his first campaign event with Hillary Clinton is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Next week.
Go Packers. Mm-hmm. And despite what I said about the Bears, go Packers. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be this thing is just not going to end. All right. Do you think the pivot can hold for Donald Trump?
I don't. I think he'll go back to his usual kind of presentation. I do think that that the establishment types and the people outside his campaign have gotten the message to him that he needs to be at least on message. But his presentation is not going to be all teleprompters, I can tell you that.
Now, there was a story that at least CNN reported this, that there was an insider inside the Trump campaign who had spoken to them on the condition of anonymity and said that he is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in these meetings. Is there, I mean, I can just imagine how Trump himself and those closest to him are now all looking around who's the rat inside. I mean, do we know anything about what's going on there?
Well, it's a mess. Remember after the judge comments about the Hispanic judge in the Trump University case, and then his reaction, he holds a conference call with all his surrogates. Well, that afternoon, the details of that conference call are out in the press. And that suggests that there's real problems in River City when it comes to the Trump campaign.
Yeah, there's people.
And I think you're going to see more of that in coming days. And that's when you're going to see more of this talk about some effort in Cleveland. Now, that will not sit well with all the people who voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-mm.
No,
12 million.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be really, really ugly.
What about, you speak about firsts in this campaign, that the Twitter war today, we got to mention that. Trump tweeted out, Obama just endorsed crooked Hillary. He wants four more years of Obama, but nobody else does. And then Hillary Clinton's campaign, maybe not herself, but certainly her Twitter account says, delete your account, referring mm-hmm. to Donald Trump. Are we going to see the rhetoric between the two candidates just rise?
Yeah. Well, we should point out that then the Republican Party tweeted out, if anybody knows anything about deleting, it's you, Hillary. And And then
the
Republican Party press secretary put out, is there any chance Brian Pagliano, your IT guy, is available to handle the deletion?
Gosh.
So it kept on going. It may still be going at this hour. It's going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly.
Well, it feels like it's getting... We thought it was ugly already, and now it does seem to reach a new threshold.
Brett, it got ugly right in front of you on day one. Do you remember that?
Of course I do. August 6th.
In Cleveland. All right. Well, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Brett Baer. Poll numbers. Coming up tonight on Special Report with Brett Baer at 5 o'clock showtime.
On the show, right?
We'll have them as well. But like you said, record Special Report with Brett Baer, one of the best news shows on television. And it is fair. It is. I mean, it's, you know, it's Fox. They say, oh, we're fair and balanced, but they're not. His is.
Certain shows are.
Yeah. And I will say this, that you got to watch it. Watch it at, you know, like 8 o'clock at night.
Sure.
If you give Justin at least an hour, and then you can watch it. Mm-hmm. All right, have them both on. Here is Judy's News coming your way, 2 minutes.